There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. Oh my gosh, folks. The parade of wildflowers up here on the mountain just keeps continuing. This is one of the biggest blooms I can remember in many years. We have entire hillsides just covered in purple innocence, which is a tiered flower with purple and white blooms on it. So pretty. And there are still plenty of wild irises and all kinds of other flowers out. This week, as I was walking around through all these flowers, I was thinking about how they remind me that we really can't rush or delay any of the things that are truly important in life. They just come on nature's time. If you want to see some of these flowers and hear a little bit more of my thoughts about this, I made a little video about it and put it up on my TikTok and Instagram. You can find me by my username, Listen to Sleep, on both those platforms. There are links to get you there in the show notes, or you can also find them on the website at listentosleep.com. I want to thank all the folks who are supporting the podcast through a subscription to the Patreon. Your support puts me that much closer to reaching my goal of 1,000 supporters so that I can make Listen to Sleep my full-time endeavor and spend more of my time helping you sleep better and have a little more peace during the day. If you haven't joined the Patreon yet, for less than $3 a month, you can get the new episodes of the podcast a day earlier without any ads or introductions. And when you join, you'll get an immediate download of the entire audiobook of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And if you can support the podcast with $5 a month, you'll get a subscription to Listen to Sleep Plus, where I read longer books like Winnie the Pooh and The Wizard of Oz serially on Wednesday nights. So that's two stories and one meditation every week for less than $5 a month if you use the yearly option. For more information about all of this, you can go to listentosleep.com or you can click the link that's in the show notes. Today's meditation is really great for calming the body and the mind. It reminds us that we really are on nature's time, and there are times where we have nothing to do and nowhere to go, no one to be. We just need to be who we are. So, go ahead and find a nice, comfortable position. If you're using this meditation to fall asleep, find a comfortable position in bed. And if you're using it just to get a little peace, find a seated position or lying down that works for you. Let's just start with a few deep breaths. And we're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, like you're blowing out slowly through a straw. This works great for calming the nervous system. So, deep breath in. And long, slow breath out. Another deep breath in through the nose. And long, slow breath out, like through a straw. And you can do that one more time. We're going to start off by just giving ourselves permission to be here, with nothing to do and nothing to accomplish for the next few minutes. There's nowhere we need to go right now. There's no one we need to be. Just giving yourself full permission to rest. Putting everything else aside, all the projects, all the tasks. And check in with your body. Just seeing, is there any tightness or tension? And if you find a place in your body that has some tension, just see if you can allow it to soften just a bit. And now, bringing your awareness to the face. Softening the muscles in the forehead, around the eyes, in the cheeks, and the jaw. Bringing our awareness down to the shoulders. Just letting the shoulders drop, letting the arms relax. Settling in and letting go. just embodying this sense of stillness. Starting to tune in to the sensations of the breath. Not trying to change the breath or wishing it was different, but just being with the natural rhythm of the breath. And let yourself choose an anchor point for the breath. Maybe it's a spot in the belly or in the chest where you especially notice the coming and going of the breath. Or maybe it's at the entrance of the nostrils. Whatever works best for you, choose that as an anchor point for your awareness. Just allowing the breath to breathe naturally. If you get lost in thought, that's okay. That's a natural thing. Just bring your awareness back to your anchor point and to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, feeling the subtle sensations of the body. Allowing yourself to become aware of your emotional state, the attitude of your mind. Just gently see if you can notice what you're feeling. Maybe it's a little agitated or restless, stressed, or maybe it's happy and relaxed. Doesn't matter. Just notice the flavor of your mind right now, in this moment. Let yourself get curious about your experience. No judgment, nothing to do, nowhere to go, just noticing. And bringing awareness back to the breath. Breathing in, feeling the in-breath wherever you feel it. Breathing out, and feeling the out-breath. Allowing yourself to be relaxed and at ease. Again, reminding yourself that for these few moments in this meditation, there's nowhere you need to go, nothing you need to do, no problem to solve. covering the breath in your awareness, noticing its natural rhythm, along with any sensations, emotions, or thoughts. And if you'd like, when a thought comes into your mind, instead of going straight back to awareness of your anchor point, let your awareness cover the thought and see what happens. Most of our thoughts last for mere moments, and then we're on to another. But just allow yourself to watch the thought arise and unravel. And as it unravels, bring your awareness back to your breath. If you notice any tension or tightness begin to creep back into the body, just note that and allow those areas to soften a little if you can. Visualizing the breath, just breathing into those areas and letting your out-breath soften and relax the muscles, like a deflating balloon. Breathing in and breathing out. Nothing to do and nowhere to go. Just taking this moment to rest and relax and feel the breath. And you can do this for as long as you like. Thank you for taking this time for yourself. Your practice makes the world a better place.